Welcome to Premier Skills English Football Shoutout. Hi everybody, my name's Jack.
And my name's Rich, and welcome to Lesson 3 of Football Shoutout, where we talk about the English you need when you're watching football.
If you listened to our last lesson, you'll remember this.
Referee, that's got to be a pen. It's a definite penalty.
A penalty? He never touched him. That's a dive.
What's the ref doing?
It's going to VAR. Now we'll see.
He's got to go. That's got to be a red. You can't fly into a tackle like that. Studs up, two-footed. Oh, horrible.
What are you talking about? He got the ball. It was a 50-50 challenge. Hard but fair. He went down way too easily.
What's the ref given? It's a penalty. Get in.
Our last lesson was all about the language of fouls and what fans say when a player is fouled. If you haven't heard the lesson, there's a link on the side of this page for you to go back and listen and learn lots of fan language connected to fouls.
This lesson, though, is all about, say it quietly, the other side.
What? Speak up a bit.
The other side. The opposition.
Ah, the opposition.
Yes, that's right. Fans always speak about the other team before and during a game. And as always, what you say depends on who you're playing.
Listen to this.
We're going to beat this lot today. They're just going to park the bus, play with 11 behind the ball.
I'm not so sure. They're pretty solid at the back and quick on the counter-attack. Lots of people have been saying they could go quite far in the tournament. They're a bit of a dark horse.
Nah, it'll be attack against defence, like a training match. They play nice football, but there's no end product.
I hope you're right, but we need to keep an eye on their number 9. He's pretty quick.
He's all right, but they haven't got anyone else. We should turn them over easily.
We'll see.
Talking about the opposition can be tricky. We usually don't use team names. We say we, us, and our when talking about the team we support, and they, them, and their when talking about the opposition.
In the conversation, you heard, they're solid at the back, and we need to keep an eye on their number 9.
I also referred to the other team as this lot. I said, we're going to beat this lot today. This is probably a sign of being overconfident and the other team is not very important.
Rich shows this overconfidence when he uses just. He says the other team are going to just park the bus. They're not going to do anything else.
Being confident or nervous about winning the match is definitely an important factor when speaking about the opposition.
In the conversation, I'm worried about the opposition. But Rich is confident about winning.
Jack says good things about the other team because he's worried. He says they're solid at the back, which means they're good in defence. And we have to keep an eye on their number 9, which means our team has to watch the other team's number 9 carefully because he's a good player.
Rich says things like they will just park the bus, which means the other team will only defend. He also says they play nice football, but there's no end product. This means that they pass the ball well in the middle of the park, but can't score goals.
I also said that their number 9 is okay, but they haven't got anyone else. This phrase, they haven't got anyone else, means I think that the other team haven't got any other good players.
It's very common to hear people saying they haven't got anyone in attack or in midfield. Of course they do, but it means that you don't think they have any good players in that area of the pitch.
We'll look at these phrases and a few more in the lesson, which you can find below this podcast. Listen again. Do you understand everything now? We're going to beat this lot today. They're just going to park the bus, play with 11 behind the ball.
I'm not so sure. They're pretty solid at the back and quick on the counter-attack.
Lots of people have been saying they could go quite far in the tournament. They're a bit of a dark horse.
Nah, it'll be attack against defence, like a training match. They play nice football, but there's no end product.
Hmm, I hope you're right, but we need to keep an eye on their number 9. He's pretty quick.
He's all right, but they haven't got anyone else. We should turn them over easily.
We'll see. So that's how you talk about the opposition in English.
We've got some activities to help you remember the phrases that we've been speaking about in the lesson below this podcast.
We'll be back soon with our next Football English lesson, which will be about what we shout at our players and manager when watching a match.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.